Cass County Bulldogs, once formerly the Leadwood Purple Pups, if you will, and we get set to transition into the latter half of our broadcast tonight between the number 2 seed West County and the number 3 Steelville. For the Cardinals, it's their first run through Class 3, District 3, and the new look for the first year, the 2-year cycle in Class 3, District 3. They're matched up against the host, the West County Bulldogs. A tall task for either team to advance into the championship, where the Central Rebels indeed await. The Rebels just dispatching the St. Pius Lancers in our first of two broadcast games. Central advances into the district championship. They'll have an opportunity to defend their championship from a year ago. But who will they face? That is a question we have yet to determine between West County and Steelville. The Bulldogs come in at 21-5 on the season. Steelville looking to get to that 20-win plateau. They come into the semifinals at 19-5. West County, the only 20-win team coming into the field. Steelville, an opportunity to bounce West County and become a 20-win team themselves. It's not going to be easy getting that task done on West County's home floor, but that's what you love about tournament time. Just about anything can unfold. 12 minutes or so until we start action in the second semifinal of the night between West County and Steelville. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and when we return, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cardinals, John Tolley, joins us on the pregame show up next on J98. Where you always get
a sweet deal. Hey! If you're thinking about getting a new vehicle, you've got to check out Ruther Ford in Herculaneum. Hi, this is Madeline Gilbert from Regional Radio. Buying a car can be overwhelming, but Ruther Ford's sales staff makes the buying process so easy. I told them my price range and the type of vehicle I was looking for, and they found exactly what I had in mind. I love my Ford Focus. Plus, they don't just hand you the keys and send you on your way to figure it out on your own. Before I left the lot, they took the time to go over all of my new car's features with me. Then they invited me to come back after I've driven it for a few days to answer any other questions I may have. They treat you like family at Ruther Ford and make the customer their top priority. So if you're looking for a sweet deal, look no further than Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
Getting set for more semifinal action on Kickin' Country J98. It is the 2-versus-3 matchup. West County at 21-5 meets up with Steelville at 19-5. And it should be a pretty interesting game. You've got size and speed on both fronts. Courtside with head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, Coach John Tolley. Coach, tell me a little bit about your team coming in as the 3 seed in this district, a very, very tough opponent that you've got playing on West County's home floor.
Yeah, that's the interesting part is you get to play them on their home floor, and they are a good team no matter where they play. So we're excited about the opportunity, though. You know, we changed districts this year. This is our first time in this area, and we're excited and anxious for the opportunity.
And this district, you might have the most size of any of the teams involved. I imagine that's something that you might be able to use to your advantage on your way through tonight.
Well, you know, we hope to. We've got decent size, especially for a school our size, and they both my bigger kids really play really hard, and that's more than you can ask for of a kid. That's all you can ask for is they play hard. Can't ask them to make all their shots, can't ask them to, but you can ask them to play hard, and they do all the time.
I've referred to West County as a lunch pail team this year, as a team that they don't go away in the fourth quarter, but it sounds like, talking to you a minute ago, that would describe your team very well.
So far this year, yeah, we've shown a lot of toughness, and been in a lot of close games against some really, really tough competition, and the guys have really showed a lot of heart and a lot of fight.
And as you mentioned a moment ago, switching districts, this is your first run through this district the way it looks now.
I know you haven't seen much of the opposition coming in, so was it a matter of focusing on your guys?
I think it's always a matter of focusing on your guys. I really do. You know, you scout and you watch and you do as much as you can there, but if you don't take care of your guys, the rest doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. You've got to be the best version of yourself, and that's what we talk about all year, is being the best version of ourselves individually so we can be the best version of us as a team, and we'll go from there.
If you had to give me a couple of keys to victory tonight, some things that have to go well, what would you pinpoint?
We got to take care of the ball. Number 1A and 1B, we got to take care of the ball.
That is perfect. Once again, the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, Coach John Tolley, as they try to get by West County, hit West County High School. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We'll have the thoughts of the head coach of West County, Coach Chris LeBrier, coming up next on J98.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
Getting set for the second half of our broadcast tonight. The next matchup, the 2-3, with the 2 West County matched up against the 3 Steelville. Joined by the head coach of West County, Coach LeBrier, joins us. Now, Coach, you get this one on your home floor, so a little added advantage there by hosting this year. But how familiar are you with Steelville?
You know, we're not very familiar with them, but, you know, we've got to see tape. We've got to watch them play the other night against Cuba, so... You know, we know they're a good team, so it's going to be we're going to have to play very well.
A lot of size on the Steelville side, especially when you factor in Drew Whitaker, a guy that averages a double-double a night. A size advantage for Steelville, regardless of opposition in this district. How do you relegate that?
Well, you know, we have some other things that we can do, too. You know, Jones, he may only be 6'2", but he's a strong kid. Jared Barnett, Nate Kennard coming off the bench. So, I mean, we got some things that we're going to try and see what happens. But, you know, this time of year, you have to play your best. And, you know, you're not going to have any cakewalks. So, you know, it's district time. We'll see what happens here in just a few minutes.
Talking a little bit with Coach John Tolley, breaking down the descriptions a little bit of his team, and it seems like both teams could be described as lunch pail teams, teams that don't go away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it's going to magnify just about everything from start to finish.
Yeah, we play real similar. They play at a high pace. They press and do different things like that. But, I mean, we're outsized every game we play. So, I mean, that's not a big deal to us. You know, we got to make up for it in other places and getting 50-50 balls, be the first to the floor, everything every coach ever says. So, we'll see how our game plan works, and hopefully it works out well.
One thing I definitely want to mention in the pregame is when we break down West County, we roll out the name Jacob Meinerzhagen quite a bit. You guys learned really how valuable Matthew Momot is to this ball club, missing quite a few games with concussion and everything like that. But he's back, and you guys love to have him back.
We missed him. And, you know, he sets the tone defensively for us. He's our best defender. And, you know, he gets the ball up and down the floor for us. And we really missed him a lot when he got hurt against Central. We're glad he's back. And Saturday was the first night he had played since he had had the concussion. But he had to go through the protocol, and he got cleared, so he's ready to go now.
Are you going to have a voice after this? I imagine this one's going to be a pretty loud one here tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's loud. It's a good crowd. It's exciting. That's the way it should be this time of year.
Better believe it. Coach, best of luck, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for being here.
Once again, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier. Tip-off next on G98.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, Go Blue Jays!
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See Agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Back courtside, just about a minute away from a tip-off for our second semifinal this evening on J98. It'll have West County, the number 2 seed, and the host of C3D3 taking on the 3rd-seeded Steelville Cardinals. About to announce starting lineups in-house at West County High School, so we will do the same for you across the airwaves. We'll start with the lower seed, the 3rd-seeded Steelville Cardinals under head coach John Tolley. They come in as the 3 seed at 19-5. And starting 5-4, the Steelville Cardinals, number 20, the senior, Josh Hayes. Number 23, a sophomore, averaging 10 points per contest, Garrett Marshall. The big man inside, number 24, Drew Whitaker, the senior, averaging 21 points, 11 boards per game. And Nick Lunsford, number 30, the senior, and rounding out the starting five, number 33, the junior, Garrett Becker. Now, as they announce the starters for the West County Bulldogs, the 2 seed, we will do the same for you. It'll be number 15, a senior, Brendan Pingle. 22, Jacob Minershagen, the 6'3 senior. Matthew Momot, a 5'10 senior, wears number 33. Jared Barnett, number 44, 6'3 senior. And Jared Jones, a 6'3 senior, number 52. West County in the all-white uniforms. Steelville in the road reds. It says Steelville across the chest. Black numerals with white outline for West County. It says West County in purple across the chest. White uniforms. And purple trim. Jacob Minershagen at 6'3 will tip off against Drew Whitaker at 6'6. The ball is up and the tip won by Steelville. And quickly tipped away and right back to West County. The Bulldogs will work right to left as I described the action to you. And driving baseline, catching a pass on the cut is Jacob Minershagen. And quickly, West County on the board. It's a 2-0 start for the Dogs. Behind their leading scorer, Jacob Minershagen. Steelville into the front court for the first time. Garrett Marshall on the left wing sends it between the rings. Holds it there. It's Becker. Becker keeps it moving to the right wing. A lot of room for the three ball. He'll take it. Left it long. It was Marshall from the near side. A whistle after the miss. The ball goes baseline. And a foul called. 7:22 to go in the first. Just getting started for this one. The foul charged to Jared Jones, his first. It'll give the Cardinals a baseline inbounds, and it is in up top with Josh Hayes. Hayes puts it on the floor with a right hand. Sends it to the right wing to Garrett Marshall. In the center circle with Becker. A right-handed dribble. Face up with Momot. He'll send it to the right wing. Ball never touches the floor. Lunsford on the elbow. Inside, back, outside. Back to Lunsford on the right wing. Had a little bit of space for the three. Never even thought about it. Kept the ball moving around the perimeter. A skip pass. Down low. They'll go with the entry pass. Lunsford battling inside. And a tie-up called. And this arrow does favor West County. The tie-up called as Jared Jones got his hand on the basketball. Battling Lunsford down low. Greg Armbruster, Sean Malone on the call for you for the second semifinal. It's West County taking on Steelville. And what a pass down the sideline by Minersagan. Gets it to Momot down the near side of the floor. Momot a stop and pop for a deep two. It rattles out. The rebound comes down to Steelville. Back the other way with a Euro step. Couldn't get it to fall. What a move by Garrett Marshall. Comes up empty. West County pushing the pace. Here's from 12 feet, Minersagan. Left it long off back iron. Momot gets the board. His second attempt won't go. Bodies on the deck. Ends up in the hands of Kennard, and a foul will be called right under the bucket. A little bit of emotion spilling over from both sides early on, too. 6:29 still to play. The foul charged to Nick Lunsford, his first. Minersagan, the baseline inbounds into the far corner. Right back up top, Pingle back inside to Minersagan. He'll turn around and pull up from 12. The shot off back iron. The rebound to Whitaker. Outlet pass down to the far side. Over on the left wing, standing there is Garrett Becker. He'll go entry pass. Lunsford with his back to the basket. Dribbles up top. He'll pull up from 12. The shot doesn't fall. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Back the other way is Momot. Streaks down the far sideline. Drives baseline. Shot doesn't fall. He is fouled in the process of a right-handed runner. And we'll see our first free throws of the game with 6:05 to go in the opening quarter. Foul charge to Garrett Marshall, his first. Momot toes the stripe. And he is off the mark on that one. It was about 7 inches left of the rim. Momot, his first game back just the other day after missing time with concussion symptoms, almost missed three full weeks. He misses both free throws. Well, Momot comes up empty at the stripe. Back the other way with a full head of steam. Showing some dribble drive capabilities. Just hasn't had the finish just yet. West County, after the miss, will push the pace. Straight away, it's a pull-up three in the bucket. Jared Jones. The three ball is there for West County. 5-0 start for the Dogs. Becker across the midline. He'll send it between the rings with Josh Hayes. Hayes barks out orders. Puts it on the floor, and he'll hand off exchange with Garrett Marshall. Switch up top. They'll send it to the far corner. Holding. Now pumping at the three. He'll step into it and get it to go. Josh Hayes thought about that three ball forever and then gets it. West County trying to get set up offensively before Steelville gets back defensively. Not able to do so. They'll send it up top. Between the rings, it's Momot with a right-handed dribble. He'll bounce it over to the far wing. Right back up top. Just a switch. Momot sends it down low, trying to get it inside to Jared Jones. Jones couldn't handle the pass from Momot out of bounds to Steelville. And the Cardinals have a chance to tie or take the lead here. A little out of sorts as they bring it across the midline. Back in order. Into the front court are the Cardinals. 5-3, they trail. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Over to the left wing, now to the right elbow. A couple of beautiful passes. Got another one right through the lane. Just can't finish. Lunsford unable to get the roll. Minersagan with a full head of steam. Jumps through the lane. Touch pass from Momot in the corner to Cutting right through the basket. It was Jared Barnett untouched. Nobody even stopped him on his way through. Just beautiful, beautiful passing by West County early on. A foul called on the other end as Steelville trying to drive through the lane with Josh Hayes. He'll head to the free throw line. The foul charge to Pingle. Hayes at the line, flicks the wrist, and it rattles out. Couldn't get that one to fall. Hayes averages 6.6 per game. He's got all three for Steelville early. See Reed Pratt come on for Pingle between free throws. A bend of the knees, a flick of the wrist. It's out of his hand, and it's in for Josh Hayes. One for two on that trip. Now a trap has Minersagan caught in the corner, nearly taken away by Marshall and the Cardinals. Able to break the press into the front court. Bounce pass into the corner for Momot. Momot sends it up top to Pratt. Reed holds it over his head. The offense moves around. Now to Meinerschagen on the right wing. Screen set. Meinerschagen lobs a pass down low. Nobody home. Meinerschagen shakes the head. Steelville's headed back the other way. They get behind the defense, but nice recovery for the Bulldogs to block that one from behind. Possession will stay with the Cardinals. Marshall sends it to the right wing. Hayes will rotate with him, sends it back to Marshall. Marshall drives baseline, hangs, draws contact, can't get the shot to go. Whitaker pulls down the miss. He'll double clutch and take it up and in. Drew Whitaker, a big, big presence inside for Steelville. And he gets his first bucket. Back the other way, Momot trying to extend this one-point advantage. His shot won't fall. Jones fouled on the second chance attempt, but they'll say he was fouled before going up. That'll stop the clock at 3:36, 7-6.
And I think that's fair that he was fouled before going up. It looked like they hooked his arm a little bit while he was trying to corral the rebound. It's not like he got it right away and went straight back up with it. He was fighting for it for a good second.
And that foul was charged to Whitaker. Momot gets the ball in. Back to Momot now, up top to Pratt. Pratt holds the basketball over his head. Face up guarded by Becker. He'll switch out. Lobs a pass over the top to Momot, and they'll swing it around the horn to the left wing. Now Pratt there. Up top, Meinerschagen. Catch and shoot three straight away, and nothing but nylon for Meinerschagen. He's got five first-quarter points. It's 10-6 West County. Now the Steelville Cardinals push the pace, trying to answer. Marshall has it with the right hand. Sends it to the near side to Hayes. Hayes, a couple of bounces, back to Marshall. Rotating up top, Becker now between the circles. Momot shadows him. Now in the passing lane is Meinerschagen with a full head of steam back the other way. Hesitates, can't finish at the rim, and the rebound comes down to Becker and the Cardinals. Down the near sideline, Marshall drives, floats, dishes, leaves it there for Whitaker. Whitaker can't finish, and he's going to pick up a cheap foul trying to rip the rebound away from Nate Kennard. And Whitaker never even looked back towards the official. He already knows. Looks like he's his biggest critic of that one. And Whitaker will come out. They'll swap out with Tanner Diaz. And that puts Lunsford as the big man on the floor for Steelville. 10-6, just under 3 minutes to go. That foul was indeed charged to Whitaker. That will be his second. Momot a crossover as he crosses the timeline. Chest pass to Reed. Up top, they've got it there. Jones puts it on the floor. Bro hops his way through the lane and finishes with the right hand. Jared Jones showing some dribble drive capabilities for the big fella. Gets to the lane. 12-6, West County doubling up Steelville. They'll switch up top, looking for that mismatch into the corner to Diaz. Back up top, Marshall pumps at the three. Meinerschagen never left his feet. They'll go back to Diaz. Now straight away, Hayes, dribble drive through the lane with a left hand, and he gets the roll. Josh Hayes with five. No, make that six of the eight for Steelville. Pratt with a head of steam back the other way, off the window and in. Reed Pratt goes by everyone, red and white. Did not matter. 14-8. West County forces a Cardinals timeout with 1:54 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds on J98.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
We are back courtside from West County High School. 14-8, West County out front early on. Steelville trying to respond. The ball is on the floor. Bodies everywhere. Finally coming away with it. Diaz flips it up to Marshall. And the Steelville Cardinals battling for 50-50 balls. But as they finally get possession on the far baseline, knocked away off of Becker, out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Pratt brings it up the floor for West County. He'll bounce it to Jones at the top of the key. They'll rotate. Screen set. Meinerschagen rattles in a 22-footer. He's got eight in the opening frame. Back the other way. A foul called or a charge call? They call the charge. Meinerschagen camps out in the lane and gets the charge call on Lunsford. 1:20 to play. 17-8 West County pushing the pace early. And that offensive foul ignites the crowd, both positively and negatively for that matter. And that foul charge to Marshall. That'll be his second. Two on Marshall. Two on Whitaker early for Steelville. Nobody in any sort of foul trouble just yet for West County. So that puts Lunsford, Hayes, Diaz, Becker, and Gray on the floor for Steelville. And now full court press for the Cardinals. A bounce pass down the far sideline into the front court to Momont on the far wing. He'll dribble it up top between the circles, throws back to that far wing. Now Jones. Jones holds the basketball. West County will move from side to side around the perimeter. Screen set by Barnett. It's a give and go. Barnett lost the bounce. He'll send it up top. Jones with a good look at the triple, and it's in. The three ball is falling for West County. Four threes made in the opening frame. The Cardinals try to answer. They're on the left wing with Josh Hayes, and Hayes drives in. A whistle comes in. Say a foul on the floor. Going to be charged to Reed Pratt. West County trying to get that dribble drive set up defensively so they can take the charge. Pratt maybe just a step late. Baseline inbounds. Diaz gets it in. It hits off the head of Lunsford. Lunsford was never looking for it. Went back out of bounds into the hands of Diaz, who was standing out of bounds. Oh, whistle comes. I thought we were going to see a timeout right there. John Tolley is going to let his guys go. He'll swap Lunsford out, and in comes Devin Warden. Full court pressure being put on by the Cardinals. Pratt down the far sideline, crosses over, trying to get into the front court. Now finally does so with a pass to Miner, shaking on the right wing. Entry pass on the block. Jones, he's called for that double dribble. That was an easy call for the far side official. Jones just lost the handle of it inside.
He's never quite got control of it. He might have putting two hands on the ball to try and corral it.
And with 35 ticks on the clock, Steelville breaks the midline into the front court with Diaz. He'll take it with the left hand to the far side of the floor as the Cardinals get set up. Here's Becker on the right wing. Momont smothering as he tries to drive inside. Dribble drive, kick out, near corner. Three ball off glass. Won't fall. Miner shaking. Pulls down the board. Under 10. 9. He takes a glance at the clock. They say spread out. Coach LeBrier hollers out. Here's Miner shaking. Dribble drive. Pull up from inside. Long two. Off back iron. No good. And after one quarter of play, it is 20-8 in favor of the higher seed and the host, West County. 8 minutes already in the book. Steelville in foul trouble with their big guys. We'll be back in 30 seconds to see if the Cardinals can bounce back.
We're at Gifford Homes, and Tony, what makes Gifford Homes pricing so competitive?
Well, we don't have all the overhead some have. We don't have lot manager, zone manager, district manager, corporation to feed. It's pretty simple down here. We like to sell homes. We like to service homes, and we like to have customers for long term. Our customers actually become a family. If you have a home to trade, Gifford Homes will surprise you with what it could be worth. So come on by and see what we can do for you. Welcome home to Gifford Homes, 3 miles south of Farmington. At H and 67.
The West County Bulldogs, the number two seed, with a 12-point advantage over the third-seeded Steelville Cardinals. West County comes into this contest at 21-5. Steelville at 19-5. A little bit of foul trouble in that first 8 minutes for the Cardinals. Two fouls for Garrett Marshall and two fouls for Drew Whitaker. It's your two and your five in foul trouble. Diaz catches the inbounds. The Cardinals will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Hayes on the near side of the floor. Clutches at the three a couple of times. Drives through the lane. Gets contact. Shot won't fall. But he's had plenty of trips driving through, getting the foul call. This is the first time he's had the opportunity to head to the free throw line since his first dribble drive. Momont heads to the West County bench, gets some instructions between free throws. Now our two officials going to have a bit of a word. That'll allow me to thank some of our sponsors like Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, the UPS store of Festus, Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith of Festus, and New Era Bank in Farmington. Appreciate our sponsors putting us courtside for Class 3, District 3. A free throw for Hayes off the mark. On the first, He missed his first on his last trip, made the second last time. We'll see if it goes same story here. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and misses both. Rattled out, nearly pulled down by Steelville. Lunsford couldn't hang on to it, and Kennard on the deck, or Barnett, rather, on the deck, and a timeout called by West County coach Bull LeBrier. Bails his guys out. A quick timeout there. That's the first timeout he's called so far today. Again, I want to thank some of our sponsors, such as YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Bloomsdale Bank in Crystal City and Herculaneum, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington, providing not only some coverage sponsorship, but a stat sponsorship as well. Appreciate Brad Wooten, Auto Body of Ironton, and Comtree of Festus for shining some light on Class 3, District 3. 7:47 still to play in the opening half. 20-8 is our score. That's where we were at after the opening quarter. So as we come out of the West County timeout, it was Kennard, Vincent, Meinershagen, Barnett, Momot. For Steelville, it's Diaz, Lunsford, Whitaker, Hayes, Becker. Up top, Meinershagen, catch and shoot three. Strong, left that one a little bit long. Vincent gets the long rebound on the far side of the floor. Passes up top, and a foul away from the ball.
It's going to be an offensive foul. Let's see who they tag.
Ref never went to the scorer's table. We shall see. 7:25. When the clock stops, Steelville goes back the other way. The block-to-block pass from Whitaker over to the far side. And Hayes has just been getting to the 10 every time he wants to. And eventually these fouls will start to rack up on these guys down low for West County. That charge to Kennard, his first. Hayes missed both free throws last time. Gets the roll on that one. One more still to come. Momot backs out all the way towards the opposing perimeter. Hayes gets both free throws to fall. 3 of 6 at the line in the opening quarter. He's got 8 of the 10. Jones at the top of the key for West County. Dribbles around, stops at the elbow, picks up the dribble. Between the rings, he'll pass it off to Reed Pratt. Pratt holds the basketball over his head. Up top to Meinershagen. On the floor with the left hand, trying to cross over to work by Hayes. He'll step back. A three ball on the step back, short of the mark. He shot it from 20, put 19 feet of effort into it. Out of bounds to the Cardinals. Steelville down 10.
A rare ugly miss from Meinershagen. He's got a lethal step back jumper. I'm surprised that hit nothing at all.
Diaz and the Cardinals back into the front court. He'll pick up the dribble. Lob from wing to wing. It's Lunsford. Puts it on the floor. Drops it off for a block there. It's Whitaker. Whitaker, the recipient of the block-to-block pass from Lunsford, and made the most of it. Whitaker's got 4 after sitting and watching the final 4 minutes of that first. The Bulldogs swing it around the horn. On the near side. Now pass up top. Whitaker guarded, or guarding, I should say, Meinershagen. A screen set. Meinershagen goes through. Whitaker tips it away. Meinershagen gets it back, and the Cardinals tried to push out in transition. Meinershagen was alone for that layup and a whistle as Steelville tries to drive baseline, and they're going to be called again for cupping the basketball. 22-12, West County up by 10 with possession. Just over 6 to play in the second. Momot lobs a pass to the Bulldog logo on the left wing. He'll cut backside and lob right back to him. The give and go from Meinershagen to Momot. And Momot floats backside and just taps it in off glass. 24-12, West County doubling up Steelville.
Beautiful execution.
Diaz trapped. He'll have to give it up to Lunsford. This one pops out as Lunsford drives through. Meinershagen comes away with it, drives back the other way, floats through the lane, and Meinershagen finishes with a right hand on back-to-back plays. Lunsford tries to drive baseline as these two teams are really pushing the pace. A foul will be called. Lunsford trying to go baseline from the near side of the floor. The foul is charged to Jared Jones. That'll be 2 on Jared. Before the shot, Well, baseline inbounds for Whitaker. Kennard will swap out with Jones. A lob from the baseline to the top of the key to Lunsford. Lunsford to Diaz, back inside. They'll go to Whitaker. Whitaker through traffic, draws contact against the West County Bulldogs, and it looks like Jared Barnett will be the culprit on this one. And with 5:26 to play, that is two on Barnett and now seven on West County. So that answers our question of who that offensive foul was on. That's the second on Barnett. Here is Whitaker at the free throw line, making the front and the back. A high arcing free throw for Whitaker. They both fall. And makes it a little bit closer at 26-14. West County, a skip pass from Pratt into the front court on the wing to Meinerzegen, looking for the screen. Good hedge by Steelville. Now Momot has it up top. He'll swap out there with Barnett. Meinerzegen on the right wing. A pull-up three. Oh, my. Oh, mercy. Meinerzegen pulls up from 22, cold-blooded. His third three of the contest.
And you know what? The student section for Steelville.
And now you hear the crowd come to life. As soon as the Cardinals break the midline, Meinerzegen supermans across the floor, tips it away, has the presence of mind to tap it off of a Cardinals foot. West County gets the ball right back.
And you know what? Before that three from Meinerzegen, every time he touched the ball, Steelville was chanting air ball. And as soon as he drained that one, nothing but net, he stared down the fans from Steelville.
And as we've seen a couple of times this year, if you give him a reason, that's all he needs.
And someone got teed up.
I imagine. Well, let's see. If they're going to tee somebody up, we saw the crowd come to life a little bit. And that tee will go against Steelville. Meinerzegen can't convert on the free throw. And now the Cardinal faithful give him a little bit of the business.
They're trying to get into his head.
And he misses both, left both long.
It worked there, but he's not the kind of player you want to challenge, because he'll step up from the to the challenge, accept it, and make you feel bad about it.
And now we have a timeout on the floor called by John Tolley and his Steelville Cardinals. And as West County heads to the bench, the most excited person on that sideline might be Coach Bull O'Brien right now, just seeing his guys show some effort and battle inside. 4:54 still to play in the first half, 29-14. Steelville has a lot of work to do, but plenty of time to still do it. I want to thank some of our sponsors, such as Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and, of course, Lettington, First State Community Bank, DeSoto, Festus, Hillsboro, Imperial, and Washington, along with Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville. As we get back underway, it'll be West County basketball right in front of us at the sidelines. Meinerzegen into the backcourt to Pratt. Pratt into the front court. Momot, one touch inside. Meinerzegen, and pretty basketball gets Meinerzegen an easy look inside. And Momot has facilitated a couple of one-touch assists. And now a foul called late, and that will be charged to Kennard, I do believe. Either that or they're warning these two teams, because it's starting to get a little bit raucous early.
Yeah, I think that was a warning there. They didn't put a foul up on the board. You figured the tech would be the warning enough.
And up top, Whitaker has the basketball, but a foul called off ball against West County. So that will be the front end of a 1-1 set to come out of the hands of Garrett Becker. Becker averages 15.6 per game. He's scoreless so far. His first free throws of the contest. And he makes the front end and will have an opportunity to shoot at the back end. Puts the score at 31-15. Here's the second. Short. Rebound. Kennard. Over to Barnett, to Meinerzegen. Four Bulldogs touch it in the backcourt. It'll be Reed Pratt. That'll bring it across the timeline. He'll jump pass to Momot in the circle. Momot tries to throw into the far corner, and it's taken away by Hayes and the Cardinals. Into the front court to Diaz. Back to Hayes. Far corner. Three ball. Lunsford off the front of the rim. And an over in the back is going to be called on Momont. That'll put the Cardinals back at the free throw line once again. They've shot middle of the road from the free throw line. As a team, they shoot 67%. We'll see what Becker can do here. Three bounces, a backspin, and it's out of his hand. Gets the first to roll. Same story as moments ago. He got the first but missed the second. See if he can convert on the back end this drive.
And this is what Steelville needs to do if they want to come back in this one. Keep boxing out and being aggressive towards the basketball as well whenever they can.
That one skipped off front lip, sat on the back iron, and fell off left. The rebound down to West County. Pratt across the midline already, trying to trap him in that far corner. He'll lob pass Vincent up top into the paint. A bounce pass to the cutter, and Minor Shagan feeds Darren Barnett, and he is eaten down low in this second quarter. Beautiful inside passing so far for West County. See what Steelville can do to answer. Lunsford drives across the lane. Passes off to Diaz. Back to the far corner. Here's Hayes for the three ball. Short of the mark. The rebound down to Whitaker. Whitaker goes right back with it. Leaves it with a right hand. What a move by the big fella. Drew Whitaker inside. He's got six in the quarter, eight in the game. Sat down most of the first quarter. He's come on strong in the second quarter. Pratt and the Dogs. To Vincent, in between the corner, down low. Minershagen from the left block pulls up, and it rattled out. Minershagen was headed back up the floor, and the ball popped out. Here's Lunsford in transition, tries to go off glass. Becker gets the miss and puts it right back. Here come the Cardinals flying right up behind West County. Don't look now. 33-20, and West County has gone stagnant. With 3 minutes to go, these are going to be an important couple of minutes. Driving inside for West County. Minershagen cannot finish. Back the other way. Steelville pulls down the miss. Hayes through the lane with the up and under. Draws the contact. He's headed to the free throw line, and he has done that at will in this first half. And these are the things that are going to get Steelville right back into it before West County can know.
Still plenty of time here. It'll be tough to quite catch West County before halftime, but there's plenty of time to make this very close with ease.
No lead is safe. Hayes, free throw up, free throw in.
And it's amazing, like, this gym is full of purple and white West County fans, but it's been very quiet, except for the Steelville fans to our left behind their own bench.
Whitaker comes out for a breather in between free throws. Hayes puts the free throw up and in once again. His first points of quarter number two, 2:35 to play. Vincent trying to work through a trap. He pumps, now lobs it to Minershagen. He can't handle it. The ball's on the floor. Jones comes away with it, tries to flick it away behind him. Hayes now has the basketball. It squirts out between his feet to Diaz. Out on the run are the Cardinals. Kickback. Now Hayes, pump fake, drives to the lane with the left hand. It gets it to roll. It's down to a nine-point game. Again, don't look now. These Cardinals are making some noise at West County High School, trying to shock this purple faithful with 2:14 to go. A 30-second timeout, 33-24. West County is out front. But, Sean, Steelville making some noise in this final 3 minutes.
And you want to talk about silencing West County. The fans, they haven't made a lot of noise in quite some time. It's been all Steelville fans. They're making a ton of noise on their side, still trying to mess with Jacob Minershagen's head. And he hasn't been hitting his shots either, whether it's outside or whether it's on the drive down low. Then again, no one on his team has been for quite some time now.
I love matchups just like this, where you have two schools, smaller schools, no football team. This is it. This is the season.
This is
the
their
kind
football.
Of stuff. This is what they are looking forward to all winter long. And here it is. We are on the doorstep of what could be an amazing contest, a great start so far. And with 2:10 to go, West County holding on to a nine-point advantage, and it's dwindling quickly. Minershagen stands on the West County Bulldog logo, 30 feet from the bucket, throws it into the keyhole. There it is, a pull-up jumper. Jared Jones pulls up from 17 and rattles one home. 35-24, the lead back to 11. Here's Hayes in the near corner. trying to cross over. Works past Minershagen. Minershagen not only blocked the shot, but ripped it away. And now he's almost going to lose it as he brings it into the front court. He'll leave it off on the right wing. It's Pratt for the three ball. A tip drill. The rebound. It's won by Barnett, but ripped away by Lunsford. And a foul will be called on Momot as Lunsford tries to drive down the near sideline into the front court. West County looking for the trap. Lunsford a little bit too quick that time. 1:35 on the clock and two free throws to come for Lunsford. That's foul number 10 on West County. And something definitely to mention, that is three on Momot. First free throw missed for Lunsford. He'll get to shoot another. Goes Diaz, Hayes, Lunsford, Whitaker, Becker for Steelville. He's short on the second. Minershagen pulls down the miss. Across the midline, a pass to the left wing to Pratt. They'll move it into the far corner. Vincent will drive baseline. Vincent has his shot blocked by Whitaker. Hayes, with a head of steam, drives in, kicks out, three ball. It's tipped, coming out of the hands of Becker, into the hands of Pratt. Pratt fires a pass out front. Minershagen has to go out of bounds. He throws it back. Staved by Steelville, and stepping out of bounds was Diaz as he was trying to get out on the run down the near sideline. And these two teams are forcing the other into such erratic situations. Any mistake you would think would be magnified, but they're almost exchanging mistakes instead. Just over a minute to go. Vincent in the near corner, the recipient of the inbounds. Up top, they'll swing it to the far side, into the far corner there with Barnett. Barnett up top to Pratt. Under a minute. Jones on the right wing. Kicks to the corner. Three ball for Minershagen. In! And he looks right at the Steelville crowd, smiles, and shakes his head.
He likes a challenge.
That he does. Don't give him a reason. Here's Becker driving through on the far, on the near block. Fires a pass out to the wing to Hayes. Hayes to the near side of the floor to Diaz. A crossover working on Pratt into the corner to Lunsford. Lunsford puts it on the floor, trying to drive from the near baseline. Fires a pass. Diaz, far corner, three ball, yes! Tanner Diaz averages four a game. There's three for you right there. The Steelville faithful making some noise in this second quarter. 38-27, West County out front with the basketball. Pratt on the left wing. Up top, Minershagen. Over to the right wing, Vincent. He'll drive inside. Has it poked away. And here come the Cardinals with a two-on-one. Lunsford with a head of steam. Goes with the right hand. Draws contact. And Pratt will pick up the foul as Lunsford tries to go through with a right hand. 1.3 seconds. And Steelville an opportunity to chip this down to a nine-point game. That, the third foul on Reed Pratt. Three on Pratt. Three on Momot. Two on Barnett. Two on Jones. Lunsford left it long on the free throw. They'll get one more. It's up. He missed it. And the rebound comes down to Jones. No shot at the end of the second quarter. And after two, 38-27. The West County Bulldogs have an 11-point advantage over Steelville. It's a 20-8 first quarter. Good start for West County, going with a 12-point edge after one, trimmed down to 11 after two. But Steelville, Sean, I mean, you felt it, you saw it, you heard it. Things were different in that second quarter for the Cardinals.
They were. They mounted a good comeback, and they cut it to an 11-point game, which still sounds like a strong lead for West County, but the momentum is certainly on their side. You can tell from just crowd reaction from both teams alone, especially per-person crowd reaction. Steelville outmanned about 3-1, I would guess, but it doesn't sound that way.
No, their crowd has come in full support of their Cardinals, and you heard it a whole lot in that second quarter. West County, as the two seed, does lead going into the locker rooms, 38-27. 21-5 mark for the Bulldogs coming in, a 19-5 record for Steelville entering the contest. And really, really exciting second quarter of play. An 11-point edge for West County at 38-27. We'll take a two-minute pause and come back to our halftime show next on J98.
The staff, students, and community of Cuba are proud of the Wildcats and their coaches. You've given countless hours of hard work and dedication. We're proud of the way that you represent the district and the community. Crawford County R2 School District sends the best of luck to all of the players in the 2017 District Basketball Tournament. This message brought to you by the Crawford County R2 School District in Cuba. Go Wildcats! Grandview Schools are proud of the area they serve. Grandview Schools are very supportive of the community and will continue this support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. Grandview proudly supports the area's fine athletes and understands the hard work and dedication it takes to be successful both on and off of the field. The staff and student body at Grandview Schools sends the best of luck to every Eagle athlete. Let's go Eagles!
Roses are red, violets are blue, and I've got new trucks. How about you? Hey, this is David Sism from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. Right now, everyone else is thinking roses and hearts, but I can't stop thinking about gaskets and parts. For 40 years straight, Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck, and I want to help you trade up and get swept off your feet this February. Right now, you can drive off in a remaining 2016 F-150 or Super Duty with over $10,000 off MSRP, even if you're still making payments on your trade, even if you owe more than it's worth. Follow my arrow to Samson Ford Lincoln so you can hook up with the car or truck you love today. Shaky credit? Have you seen the blues? My credit approval process will play matchmaker to find the best lender for you so you can dump that old car you hate and trade for America's favorite truck today. Fall in love with over $10,000 off MSRP any remaining F-150 and Super Duty. Hurry in so we can find the perfect match before they're gone. I'm David Sism. Visit me at Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. See dealer for details.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
Some of our halftime stats as the West County Bulldogs currently lead the Steelville Cardinals 38-27. That is the 2-3 for Class 3, District 3. Our coverage started with Central topping St. Pius. The winner of this game will advance on into the championship to take on the Central Rebels Thursday night at 7:30. And for West County, one stat to definitely mention is the number 20. After two quarters, Jacob Meinershagen sitting at the 20-point mark. He had 9 points, or beg your pardon, 8 points in that first quarter, a 12-point second quarter, missing two free throws. It could have been more than that even. But for Steelville, they really, really responded to an early surge from the outside for West County, but the shots just kept falling. Meinershagen with 3 made threes in that first half. Jared Jones with 5. Meinershagen with 20 points. Jones with 10. Other than that, you've got Jared Barnett with 4, Matt Momot with 2, and Reed Pratt with 2 points. Another stat to keep your eye on is West County in that first half, 0-4 at the free throw line in Steelville. Had they made a couple of more of their free throws, they missed 7 free throws in that first half in an 11-point game. That is a big difference. Josh Hayes leading the way for Steelville with 12. Drew Whitaker sits at 8. You have Garrett Becker with 4, and then Tanner Diaz with a 3 late in that second quarter. Those are the scoring numbers in the first half between our two teams. 38-27, West County leads. I mentioned Central topping St. Pius to advance into the championship. We'll step aside for 1 minute on our halftime show on J98. When we come back, we'll hear from the victorious head coach of the Central Rebels. Adam Barton joins us on the halftime show next on J98.
Manch Auction Service in Perryville is now taking consignments for the 16th annual Farm Machinery Auction to be held in March. Wanted for consignment are good, clean tractors, combines, trucks, farm equipment, boats, lawnmowers, and more. No junk, please. For more information or to make consignments, call Rodney Manch at 573-547-1818 or 513-1212 or email manchauction at yahoo.com. That's the 16th annual Farm Machinery Auction in Perryville. Early consignments will be featured in the sale bill.
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252, or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
It's the pregame show on Kickin' Country.
The entire staff of the city of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The city of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main in Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
Back here on J98, the Boot Show. I'm alone now, joined by head coach of the Central Rebels, Adam Barton. And Coach Barton, I got to ask you about the start of that game. It didn't look too good for your team. You fell to the wrong end of an 11-3 run. And what adjustments did you make, if any?
No, we didn't make any adjustments. We just stayed calm and kept doing what we wanted to do. And, you know, we've played a lot of good teams this year. We've been in some tough games, and we've been in some tough environments. And the reason for that, the reason we set it up that way is so we don't panic and we don't, you know, get all spazzy when we get in a situation like that. I was really proud of my kids. There was no panic. There was no, you know, whatever. They just calm and kept at it. And we climbed back into it and then separated, and that was all she wrote.
It seemed like one of the biggest differences that turned the game around was early on they were playing you very, very tight, and you had a tough time driving to the basket. But then you started calling out some plays that opened them up, getting some isolations on the wing with no one else around on that side. Do you guys have an answer for everything game plan-wise on the fly at least?
Well, our offense, we have a counter depending on how the other team guards it. So, you know, what I preached all year is, you know, we got to be five guys on the floor that are tough to guard. So if, you know, they're taking one guy away or if they're taking something away, we got to look at something else. And we like to spread it around a little bit. And we got to the rim. We got on the free throw line. We got the ball on the post. Our defensive intensity picked up a little bit. Then we started making shots, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Speaking of spreading it around, it's easy to talk about guys like Cherifis and Brendan Wagner, but someone who had a really great game for you guys off the bench was Will Hopkins. He had a heck of a third quarter. Talk about his performance.
Oh, Will's as good as they come. You know, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid. He's an old-school kid. I love him to death. Love coaching him. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's going to do whatever you ask. And he's a great kid.
Definitely hear more from Coach Barton later this evening. You can catch more on that on our 10 o'clock sportscast tonight. But this contest cannot be contained by just about anything. And as soon as we step back into it, Steelville banging in a three from the far side for Garrett Marshall. And it's an 8-point game. That's as close as Steelville has been since early on. West County trying to answer as Jones drives through with the left hand. It swirls around 360 degrees around the rim before finally falling in for Jared. He's got 12 in the game, and it's a 10-point contest. Driving in, Marshall with a right hand. This kid is good. Garrett Marshall working quickly. Miner shaking from the wing. They'll move it into the far corner. Pulling up from the three, it is Pingle. It falls off to the right side. Steelville back the other way. Two touch passes in through the lane. And Lunsford right at the 10 with the bucket. 40-34. Momot tries to flip it off glass. Well off the mark. Looks back to the official for the foul. Outlet pass from Lunsford. Thrown over into the sideline. And Jared Jones goes to tip it and crashes into the Steelville bench and into the front row.
About half the bench, too. That's not a little boy that's just flying into. Jones is a big dude.
It always takes you back to when Shaq used to dive front row.
And cover, you know, the front row all the way to the upper deck nosebleed seats. Yeah.
You see people scatter on the way. The out of bounds on the far side. We'll give it to a side out. It's Steelville basketball. The Cardinals in between the rings to Hayes. Hayes surveys the defense. Dribble drives. Nearly lost it. Has to wrap a pass around the defender. Momot takes it away. Runs the length of the floor and drops it in the bucket. Matthew Momot, he's got four. With just over 6 minutes to play in the third, 42-34, Steelville trails. They're trying to chip away. Here's an open look at the three. Yes, sir. Garrett Marshall, eight third quarter points in just over 2 minutes. 42-37, a lead down to five. Jones has his pass knocked away, and it's Marshall. Of course it's Marshall. Lobs a pass down low for Whitaker. He couldn't handle it. It pops out of his hands. Doesn't go out of bounds because Jones ends up with the basketball. Momot down the far sideline into the front court, driving through traffic, and a foul will be called on Lunsford as Momot went coast to coast through the double, splitting, trying to go off glass with a right-handed runner. Contact altered the shot. Mo heads to the free throw line. Whoa, this game is wild.
Garrett Marshall, I don't know what was said to him at halftime, but a fire was lit under this kid, and he has really stepped up so far in quarter number three.
Momot just a bit short on the free throw attempt. It stalled on the front lip and fell off left. One more to come for Momot. West County still has not made a free throw in this game. Momot won't change that on his second try. Whitaker pulls down the miss. The outlet comes to the near sideline to Garrett Becker. He'll drive through, floats, puts up the right-handed runner. Shot is missed, and battling for the board inside. Is it a tie-up called as Lunsford gets a hand on it? Yes, it is a tie-up. Steelville will retain possession. These Cardinals, after a stagnant first 8 minutes, have turned it to 11.
I mean, they've gotten feisty since that first quarter. They're going after every loose ball and going hard after them.
19-win team, they sure look like it so far. Here's Lunsford driving through, can't get it to go. The rebound comes down to Steelville, and then Becker can't get the shot to go. A foul will be called on Becker as the rebound finally comes into the hands of West County. A five-point game. It was up to 14 at one point. That foul will be charged to Nick Lunsford. He has two. Two on Lunsford, two on Whitaker, two on Marshall. Three for Pratt and Momot for West County. Here's Pingle on the right wing. Up top, Barnett. They'll swing to the far side. Momot holds the basketball. Up top to Miner-Zagan. They'll move it back to the right wing. Trying to look for this mismatch. Going inside. Knocked away by Lunsford. Looking to get it inside to Momot. A foul will be called in the backcourt as Whitaker trying to dribble around Jared Barnett. And Barnett will be tagged with that foul. That is now three on Barnett. Three guys with three fouls for West County. 5 minutes to play in the third. 42-37 is our score. We came out of the locker rooms at 38-27. Steelville going inside. Whitaker has it ripped away at the last minute by Jones. He was going to go up and finish at the rim. Jones ripped away the basketball and saved an easy bucket.
I like Jones as a basketball player. He looks like that guy that's on the team just to, you know, set screens and grab boards, but he's much more talented than that. He plays some great defense and can hit shots on the outside as well.
And a quick inbounds to Becker for Steelville on the elbow. He drives one step, pulls up, draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line, and quickly Barnett picks up two fouls in about a minute, now sitting at four. He'll become a spectator for a little while now. Free throw off right for Garrett Becker.
And with Jared Barnett, the big question is, at what point does Coach LeBrier put him back into the game? At what point does he trust him again, especially if this becomes even closer than it already is?
swapped out with Kennard. Second free throw, strong. Whitaker on the miss. Goes up uncontested. Hedged out everybody inside. And Drew Whitaker playing like one of the best big men in the area. Showing it. West County's lead trimmed down to three. 42-39. Momont drives inside. Kicks out. Jones with a straightaway look at the triple. And rolls it off the front lip and in. Jared Jones with 15. Here are the Cardinals. Hayes. In between the rings, sends it to Marshall on the far sideline. Into the corner, Lunsford tries to lob up and over for Whitaker. Jones anticipated, tipped it out. Here's Kennard on the run. Kennard, Euro step, off glass, gets the foul, gets the roll. He'll head to the free throw line, the hoop and the harm. Nate Kennard steps in for the foul-troubled seniors and makes the play right off the jump.
What an aggressive move by Kennard, going right after the defender. He saw that he had him on his heels, backing up almost like on roller skates there, and just attacked.
A free throw left long. Miner Shagan pulls down the rebound. He'll send it right wing back to Kennard. In the center circle, it's Reed Pratt. Miner Shagan, right wing. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Sends it for a deep three. Jones on the far side. Off back iron. A rebound. Skying up. It's Momont. Cutting to the basket. A drop off from Jones to Kennard. Kennard can't finish. Gets his own miss. And puts it back up and in. Three rebounds that time. And Kennard makes the most of the third. 49-39. It was a three-point game. A 7-0 run for West County. Puts it back to 10. 49-39. Into the near corner. Hayes and the Cardinals. Trying to answer the push from West County. Becker drives. Has to pick up the dribble. Kicks out left wing. Hayes through the lane. Kicks out far corner three. Lunsford short. The rebound ripped down by Miner Shagan. The 10-point advantage for West County. They have an opportunity to extend it. Driving through. Sending a pass from block to block. But a foul called as Miner Shagan left the feet to make the pass.
And it's a shame that he made the pass there. If he kind of just chucked that up, if the whistle came a little bit sooner, he could have gotten two free throws here.
That foul charge to Nick Lunsford. He has three. 3:01 to play in the third. Back to a 10-point edge. 49-39 for West County. And the Bulldogs have the basketball. Momont lobs right wing, near side wing, to Miner Shagan. On the floor, Pratt drives inside, kicks out for Momont. Momont stop and pop from the left. And a foul will be called before the shot. And it looks like they're going to get Marshall here. And if it is, that will be his third. 2:54 to play in quarter number three. And a 10-point advantage for West County at 49-39.
And Steelville, they're starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble here team-wise, not just player-wise. They've got five so far in quarter number three with just under 3 minutes left.
The inbounds from the baseline. They'll swing it around. Near side three ball for Miner Shagan. That's the same play they ran to beat Ellington. In the AV tournament, comes up empty this time, but the rebound comes down to West County. Jones goes up, he's fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. And West County doing a much better job of not picking up cheap fouls. That foul charged to Lunsford. So that's Lunsford with four, Marshall with four, and Whitaker with a pair. Jared Jones. Give West County their first made free throw with 2:46 to go in the third. Looks like they're going to take a little bit of a pause to clean up some moisture on the floor.
That looks like someone's gum.
Gum?
Yeah, it was green.
Or mouth guard.
By the way, it was like a lime green.
How strange.
It wasn't just moisture. And it looks like they just threw it in the trash, so I don't know if that's a mouth guard.
If it is, you'll have to purchase a new one. Free throw is in for Jared Jones. 51-39. Hayes and the Cardinals dribble around the perimeter. On the far wing, Hayes will pick up the dribble. Has to get bailed out. Gets bailed out by Diaz. Diaz straight away with his back to the basket. Spins inside, back out. Up top now to Hayes. He'll put it on the floor. Drive through traffic and just about got the left-handed runner to go. The foul will send him to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, that was very close to being a three-point play opportunity right there. Hayes, he drove aggressively, went up with the left hand, and it just kind of rolled across the back iron.
That was the third team foul for West County in the second half.
And that's also three against Jones, so he's got to be a little careful here. He's not in too deep of foul trouble yet, but one more, and he won't be sitting too pretty.
Now, fouls are mounting on either side, that is for sure. Second free throw up and in for Hayes. For Steelville, you have Marshall with four, Lunsford with four, Whitaker with two. There's Miner shaking on the right wing, trying to drive. Four defenders come his way. He kicks to the far corner. Momot on the triple, can't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to Devin Warden. The outlet to Hayes, to Diaz on the left wing. An open look at the triple. In! It looked like it was off the mark. It went in. Devin Warden off the bench and into the fray. Stop and pop, back the other way. Pratt can't get the shot to go, and there is Drew Whitaker pulling down the board, and they're going to get Kennard for over the back with 1:51 to go in the third. That'll be the second on Nate Kennard. That is team foul number four, a timeout called on the floor. 51-44, West County holds on to a lead with 1:51 to go in quarter number three. Steelville has been making a charge since that second quarter, and they are on the doorstep. Can they complete the comeback, or will West County defend their home floor and advance to the tournament championship? We'll take a 30-second pause and continue third quarter coverage next on J98.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
.51 to play. 51-44. The Bulldogs lead the Cardinals. The winner goes to the district championship game to take on the Central Rebels on Thursday. The Cardinals find themselves down by 7. A minute and a half to play in the third. The lead has been as large as 14 for West County. It's been cut in half by the Cardinals. Becker up top, lobs a pass near side wing for Hayes. Hayes bounces it inside Whitaker. Pump fakes, drives with a right hand, and goes off glass. He seems like he's got an extra pep in his step here in this second half of play. He has turned it on. He's got 12 points in the game. 51-46, West County trying to hang on to this lead.
And he's approaching a double-double. He's already got 8 boards.
Jones driving in. He'll be fouled on the way through by Warden, and Whitaker had a clean block on it. The foul will be the 7th. So free throws the rest of the way for West County. The bad side of that, only made one all night. And it was Jared Jones. So lucky for West County, it's Jared Jones at the free throw line.
And lucky for Steelville, that foul goes against Devin Warden and not any of their other players, a couple of which sitting in some foul trouble.
Free throw missed by Jones. 1 for 9, West County at the free throw line. Math wasn't my strong suit, but I know that's bad.
It's not good.
Make that 1 for 10. The rebound comes down to Meinerzegen. Unbelievable. Here's Pratt at midcourt. Under a minute to go in the third. Momot has it knocked out of his hands on the right wing. Poked away by Diaz into the cheerleaders. It'll stay with West County. All right, Coach LeBrier hollers out to play. Says, hurry up. They rotate around. The sideline inbounds. Lobbed in from Pratt to Meinerzegen. Back to Momot on that right wing. Between the circles to Kennard. They'll keep it moving to the far side of the floor. Pratt looking for Meinerzegen. They'll move it back to the right wing. From sideline to sideline. Trying to work against this Cardinal defense. Momot with his back to the basket. In the circle. Drives. Puts it on the floor. Goes through. He's fouled. He'll head to the free throw line with 35.9 to go.
That's a smart move by Momot there. He leaned his shoulder into the defender to draw the contact and kind of sold it a little bit going down hard.
Momot headed to the free throw line. That foul charge to Devin Warden. That'll be his second. Momot 0 for 4 at the charity stripe today. Well, he'll change that. Gets the first to go. West County now 2-for-11 at the free throw line. Momont set to shoot another. Puts it to a 6-point game. This could make it 7. It will. After going 0-for-4, Momont 2-for-2 on that trip. Here's Hayes and the Cardinals with 30 seconds to play. In between the circles, he'll hand it off with Diaz. Back to the left wing to Hayes. Guarded by Pratt. Face up guarded. Looking for a switch. Hayes will work to that far corner without the basketball. Catches the pass from Diaz. Inside on the right wing to Warden. Warden loses the basketball. Called for the walk with 11.4 seconds. That is tough for the Cardinals. That'll give West County plenty of time to get it down the floor and get a shot. Minersagan with 10. He looks up at the clock. Hayes with him in the backcourt. Down to 5. Here goes Minersagan with a head of steam on the right hand. A no-look pass inside to Nate Kennard on a sidearm no-look baseball pass from the right wing to the far block. And Kennard, I don't know if he's seen a better assist come his way in his life. 55-46 after three quarters of play. West County, a big push in the final minute to hold the Cardinals at bay. 8 minutes left. Who's headed to the championship? We'll answer that question in 30 seconds. We'll return for fourth quarter coverage on J98.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Eight minutes of regulation. All that remains. Will it be enough to contain these two teams? It's been a battle so far. West County has led the majority of this contest. They go into the final frame up 55-46. Steelville has been on the doorstep time and time again. They've been within 3. Have not overcome the deficit. Jones to get things started in the fourth. Yes, sir. From straight away, Jared Jones gets another 3 ball. His fourth made 3 and pushes it to 58-46 to start off the final quarter. The Cardinals down 12. Lunsford tries to drive in. Crosses over. Goes back through the lane. Left it off back iron. The rebound to Whitaker. Whitaker can't get it to go. Tips the miss to himself, but right into the hands of Nate Kennard. Outlet to Momont. Momont picks up the dribble, reverses dribble from the right wing. Now picks it up. Lobs left wing. It's Pratt through traffic from the block. Tries to pass it off. It's tipped, but it gets to Kennard on the near side. And Momont will hold the basketball between the rings. He'll swap out with Pratt. And they'll set up a new look offensively. Handoff exchange gives it to Minersagan. Back to Jones. Right wing triple. Yes, sir. Jared Jones is lights out from downtown. 2 threes in the fourth. 5 in the game for Jones. He is out of his mind from deep.
Minersagan's getting double teamed in the last 3 possessions. All of them assists from Minersagan was the result.
And Minersagan there called for a foul on the defensive end, just bumping into Lunsford as he tried to go around the perimeter. But you're right, Sean. As soon as they started to push that double, just handoff exchanges to Minersagan and Jones, and the defense stays with Jacob. Jared Jones is making them pay for it.
Yeah, and so did Kennard at the end of the third quarter.
That foul for Minersagan, his first. The fifth team foul on West County. Here's Hayes trying to drive from the left wing, driving baseline, fouled by Kennard before he left his feet. That will be the 6th foul on West County. And for Kennard will be number 4. We have 4 on Kennard, 4 on Barnett for West County. Here's Marshall trying to get it in, finally gets it in. He has it there to Whitaker. Whitaker jumps, turns around, passes, finds Lunsford. Lunsford in the lane. He'll pull one up and off back iron. A foul will be called inside against.
I believe it's Jones.
If that is, that's a big one. That'll be number 4. 1-1 scenario as well. 6:28 on the clock. That is foul number 4 on Jones. We have 4 on Jones, 4 on Barnett, 4 on Kennard.
And that's Whitaker getting that done. He does a great job of putting himself in fantastic position on the offensive glass where he winds up boxing out the defender. That's rarely the case at any level of basketball.
He does a great job down low. See what he can do at the free throw line on the front end. Left it short. Rebound comes down. And it goes into the hands of Becker and the Cardinals. He'll try to go back up. The shot is blocked by Kennard into the hands of Meinerschagen. The pass into the front court. Momot on the far sideline. He'll flip it. A little shovel pass to Pratt. Backs out to the center circle. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Drives inside. Lost the basketball. And it'll be a turnover back to Steelville. Just lost it trying to drive through. And now the officials get together and say West County basketball as the officials converge on the baseline and the Cardinal faithful gives them the business. Love this crowd here today. 6:08 to go. The bounce pass into the corner to Kennard. Up top to Momot. He'll pump fake. Puts it on the floor. Drives inside. Has it knocked away. No foul called. Lunsford comes away with it. Out front, Becker nearly lost it out of bounds. Throws it behind him and tipped away. Here's West County with Jared Jones. Jared Jones has it knocked away by Marshall. Marshall into the front court. Becker numbers. Whitaker down low. Double clutches. Leaves it up and in. And Drew Whitaker pumps at it. Both defenders bite. And he goes up uncontested. 61-48. The Cardinals chipping away, but they've got a lot to do here. West County to Jones, inside, back to the basket, left-handed runner. Shot comes off the side iron to Diaz. Here's Whitaker all by himself, and it stalls out on the rim. He can't get it to go. The pass off the head of Becker into the hands of Momot. What is happening right now? Unbelievable.
Chaos. Both teams playing a little unorganized.
It's turned into backyard basketball. Here's Meinerschagen on the cutter. Has it knocked away? It's right in front of him as it's knocked away. Pops right up to him like an assist off glass. Meinerschagen gets it to go. His first points of the second half with five to play. Here's Diaz passing to the left wing. Marshall using a Diaz screen to take it up top. They'll back out between the rings. Passes near side. They'll keep it moving. Lunsford in the corner. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Jump pass over to the far side. Marshall checks the feet. Then drives inside. Jump pass back to the near side to Lunsford. He'll hand it off. Becker for three. Off the glass. I don't know if it was intentional. The rebound. Won by Meinerschagen. Five different players tipped it. And he's going to be... Oh, a foul will be called. I thought they were going to get Meinerschagen for cupping the basketball, but they're going to say he was fouled prior. And if that is Lunsford, well, there's a number of guys. That is Lunsford, and he is disqualified, as that was number five. And he'll get a nice round of applause for Nick Lunsford. If his team doesn't pull it out, it'll be the final time he suits up for the Cardinals in a high school basketball game. So he'll become the biggest Cardinal fan in this gym.
And there's plenty of them. There's plenty of big fans here.
Yeah, this gym is split down the middle. Where we're at, all of the left is red. All of the right is purple. And the crowds have come out in full support of their squads tonight. I want to thank some of our sponsors for putting us courtside for district basketball on G98, like Mineral Area College in Park Hills on KREI this afternoon. Buckley Towing of Park Hills. Crawford County R2 School District in Cuba. LaPlante Carpet of Park Hills. The city of Steelville itself. Heartland Memorial Service of Park Hills. Shelter Insurance Agent Dana Richter in Steelville. Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace of Park Hills. And the Jefferson R7 School District. Just a little ways south of Festus. 4:36 on the fourth quarter clock, 48-63. West County able to keep the Cardinals at bay so far. Steelville will be missing Nick Lunsford for the rest of the game. Lunsford picking up his fifth foul just prior to the timeout, and he has since been disqualified. And we mentioned he is a senior for this Cardinal basketball team, so he immediately becomes the biggest cheerleader. If his team does not win, it'll be the final time he suits up in a game with that red uniform on. Coming out of the timeout, we'll have free throws to come for West County. The Meinerschagen for a 1-1 scenario. 0-2 at the free throw line so far. It's out of his hand, and he missed it. The rebound comes down to Becker. 4.5 to go. Free throws have been a struggle for West County. For Steelville in the situation they're in, that's great news. Bounce pass inside. Whitaker spins, leaves it off the back iron, and it just drops in the bucket. Drew Whitaker showing some post moves. Pratt and the Bulldogs into the front court. To the far sideline. Minershagen cutting through traffic and fouled on his way in.
And that's the 10th foul, so that'll be two free throws here, and let's see if this goes against.
And they chalked it up to Becker. Miraculously, just his first foul. He's been playing aggressive just for that being his first foul. Minershagen 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Sitting at 22 points. He'll stay there. He has iced over at the free throw line. The whole team.
Yeah, I was about to say all of West County's been frozen over. They haven't hit anything from the charity stripe.
3 of 14. 4 of 15.
Is that bad?
I think so.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's alternatively bad. Alternatively good, I should probably say.
Alternative facts.
Exactly. Under 4 to go. Here's a 3-ball from the near side corner. Strong. And Jared Jones on the board. 14-point deficit. Not out of the question for the Cardinals to erase this. Barnett back into the contest with 4 fouls. Jones with 4 fouls. Drives through. Has it knocked away and called for the double dribble. 3:38 to play. 64-50.
And you know, I think that the West County, or excuse me, the Steelville fans have finally stopped challenging Jacob Minershagen. Last time he touched the ball, I noticed that they weren't giving him the air ball chant like they were all game.
Yeah, that's definitely something that was happening in that first half. And in that second quarter, gave him a little bit of reason to get ignited. He put up 12 in that second quarter. But something that you mentioned earlier, Sean, he was drawing doubles coming out in the second half. They didn't want to have him get those open looks and get the crowd going. The problem with that is Jared Jones did. He's got 3 made threes in this second half. Jared Jones went into the locker room with 10 points. He's got 14 in the second half. He's leading West County with 24.
And now Minershagen, because of that, 3 possessions in a row he had assists. He leads all players in assists with 6 on the night so far.
Unreal. West County doing a great job of realizing that the defense is keying on Minershagen, sending it to their other outside specialists like Jones. But Jones has dribble drive capability much like Minershagen. And somehow he's been staying out of foul trouble. He's been sitting at 4 fouls for the entire quarter. Steelville has already had 1 player foul out in Nick Lunsford. They bring it up the floor with Marshall with a right hand through past everybody. Forget about that matchup. Marshall realized he was matched up against Jared Jones and blew right by. 64-52, 3:20 to go in the fourth. West County swings it around the horn. Stops on the far side with Pratt between the circles. Minershagen now to Barnett. Whitaker comes out to Barnett. West County will move it back to the far side. Pratt now between the rings. Sideline to sideline for the Bulldogs. They get Minershagen cutting through. Off glass and in. Minershagen with 5 in the fourth quarter, 25 in the game. And now he's the leading scorer for West County. A stop and pop and the foul. The 3 made by Marshall. And he's going to the free throw line to add to it.
And that's on Jones as well. And I think that's 5 fouls on Jones now. If so, he's done.
That is the 5th on Jones. He is now disqualified. And for Garrett Marshall, knocks in the straightaway 3 and picks up the foul. But will he convert?
That's huge. And now the Steelville fans, they were kind of quiet for a bit. They're now back to life after that. It's still an 11-point game with the free throw coming here, but that could be a big momentum swing.
Marshall at the line. First free throw so far. It's out of his hand, and he left it long. The rebound comes out to Minershagen and West County. Pratt across the midline. The right-hand dribble calls for a screen. Instead, he'll skip pass to the right wing to Momot. Cutting through, it's Minershagen. Off glass, and he uses the Unico Bank to his advantage. Jacob Minershagen, 7 in the fourth. Marshall and the Cardinals in the front court already. Marshall with the right hand, drives, kicks to the far corner to Hayes. Bounce pass to Diaz. Back to Hayes on the wing. Hayes puts it on the floor with the left hand. Skip pass, near corner, triple. It's in the air. It skips off the front of the rim. Kennard with the rebound. He'll bounce through the defense to Pratt into the front court with a right-hand dribble. Behind him, looking at the double, and he's swatted in the face by Becker and gets the foul call. Foul wasn't called initially. Pratt spun to the official to show him. I can't all the way see. Now we get the foul call, and that'll be a pair of free throws for Reed Pratt. Pratt, the very first bucket of the game. Hasn't scored since. Four bounces and a backspin. It's out of his hand, and it's off the mark.
Yeah, that was an ugly free throw.
The free throw woes, they continue.
That was deep into the right a little bit. That was off in two different dimensions.
It's been rough so far. It's out of his hand, and he gets it to go. 5 of 16 from the line is West County. Hayes on the far wing. Sidesteps his way into the corner. Pratt there with him. He'll lob to the near side. Out to Marshall. Marshall on the floor with a right hand. Off glass. Gets contact. Shot will not fall. He'll head to the free throw line. He'll have to earn it at the stripe. Tons of free throws for Steelville so far. Two more to come from Marshall.
It's a shame they weren't hitting them at a better rate. This would be a much closer game.
And it is in. Garrett Marshall. That is the 24th free throw attempt for Steelville.
And Steelville's going to have to get a couple defensive stops in a row if they want to come back in this one. They're still down by double digits.
And that free throw rolls around, pops out, off to the far block, into the hands of Barnett. Pratt will come to take it away from him. Under 2 minutes to play. 13-point advantage, 69-56. Push bounce pass to Momot on the right wing. He'll back out. Sends to the far sideline. Pratt there, smothered by Marshall on the defensive end. Minor-Shagan keeps it moving into the near wing to Kennard. Wrap around, bounce pass. They'll send it over to the far side once again, sideline to sideline. Minor-Shagan surveys the defense. Shovel pass up top to Pratt. Swaps out Momot, lobs one sideline to sideline for Minor-Shagan, killing clock. And now a foul comes out, and Hayes will be the one to come up and pick up that foul. Josh Hayes comes out and gets the foul. That is the guy that you're going to have to send out a couple of times. That's just the second on Hayes. So if you're West County, keep it away from Hayes. He's the only one currently not in great foul trouble. Minor-Shagan at the free throw line. Makes the free throw, and will shoot another. He was 0-for at the free throw line until his previous trip. And goes 1-for-2 on that one. Marshall pulls down the miss for the Cardinals. They've got to erase a 14 deficit, and now it's going to get longer as Momot gets into the passing lane, tips it away, runs the length of the floor, and stretches it out even further, 70-56. The Cardinals back the other way, and a foul will be called on Josh Hayes. He goes through with the right hand. He'll head to the free throw line with 1:02 to play, and just about everything has to go right for the Cardinals the rest of the way, Sean.
I'm not sure if there's enough time for everything to go right their way and them still to come back in this game. You know, talk about things going their way. The only thing that could really put them back in this game is if the clock just stopped working.
Yeah, they're going to have to get quick fouls, make everything, and West County will have to miss everything. Hayes puts it up and puts it in. After a 12-point first half from Josh Hayes, he'll have to make this free throw if he wants four in the second half. And he gets it to go. It's 4-for-4 from the line in the second half. Well, those are all of his points. He had a 12-point first half. And all 4 points coming from the free throw line in the second half. And with a minute and 2 seconds left, 72-58 is the score. You can write it in pencil with 62 seconds to go on that championship line. But it looks as if West County will advance in C3-D3.
And it looks like we're going to get West County versus Central in the championship game Thursday night as well.
And currently, maybe a 7-year-old girl leading the entire crowd's chant. That's awesome. Only does that happen in this kind of environment. High school sports provide some of the coolest stuff, and you hear a 7-year-old girl chanting, "Let's go, Bulldogs," and the entire crowd
especially I like what the point you brought up before, that these schools that are small enough where they don't have a football program, this is their number one sports team. Normally for high schools, whether they're good or bad, it's the football games that everyone's going to on every Friday night. But for basketball, that's it. When you don't have a football team, that's the thing that you go to. You know, that's the one the community gets around and really surrounds.
And it really shows it the way these two crowds have come out so far. With a minute and two, if we come out of the timeout, it is West County basketball, 72-58. They lead it. No quick fouls by Marshall. He's got four. He can't foul. They kept it away from Hayes. Diaz will come in to get the foul. 10 seconds come off of the clock, and that's exactly what West County needed to do. Keep it away from Hayes. Just about everyone else in foul trouble. And Diaz comes into the game just for that purpose, that being his first foul. Puts Noah Vincent at the free throw line. Vincent scoreless so far. Scoreless no more. He gets the free throw to go and will shoot again. First point for Noah Vincent with 52 ticks on the clock and goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Marshall and the Cardinals pushing the pace with under a minute to go. Marshall with Diaz swapping out. Diaz puts it on the floor with a right hand and gets a tough right-handed layup to go. Tanner Diaz showing some fight for these Cardinals. A foul will be called with 37 on the clock.
And that's a great play by Diaz. But one of the problems the Cardinals had all night was lack of outside shooting. They don't really have a killer from downtown. And in this situation, that's where it really plays big. You don't have that one guy you can kick it to who can pull up and drain it from the outside. Especially when you need a lot of points in a short period of time. Those threes come in handy.
And West County had that really from two guys. Miner Sagan in that first half. Jared Jones in the third. And they've spread it out quite well. As Momot misses the free throw, Hayes pulls down the miss. Drives through traffic. Lost it off his leg. And out of bounds to West County. The 14-point lead. Maybe too much to overcome, Sean.
Yeah, it seems like it's just about done here. 30 seconds, 14 points. Unless Tracy McGrady's somewhere on the Cardinals bench, this one's over.
And a big round of applause for Drew Whitaker as he comes off of the floor. I want to mention a few names for the Steelville Cardinals. Josh Hayes, number 20. Drew Whitaker, number 24. Nick Lunsford, number 30. And Devin Warden, number 34. All those guys are seniors for this Steelville Cardinal team. The final time that they suit up for the Steelvilles, for the Steelville basketball team, as this will be their final high school contest, as there is no consolation bracket in the district tournament. So those guys, big contributions. Because flat out, I'll tell you, Steelville wouldn't have been able to do this several years ago. These guys were the foundation for a 19-5 campaign. That's where they are coming into tonight's contest. You really got to give a lot of credit to Coach John Zolli and the seniors that I just mentioned. Miner Shagan at the free throw line, 1 of 2.
And Whitaker had an absolute great game, not just in scoring, but on the boards as well. He had 9 rebounds by the end of the night, 1 away from a double-double.
And with now under 20 to go, 75-60, it's a matter of what the final score will be. A pull-up three from the far side, fading away. The rebound comes down to Kennard, and that will just about do it with 10 seconds to play. Miner Shagan into the front court. He'll hand it off, and they'll back out. The West County faithful come out and give their guys a good round of applause. 75-60 is our final score as the West County Bulldogs end the Steelville Cardinals season 75-60. Steelville closes out the season at 19-6. West County headed to the district championship game at 22-5. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and when we come back, post-game coverage for the Class 3 District 3 Boys Semifinals next on J98.
Where you always get the sweet deal.
If you're thinking about getting a new vehicle, you've got to check out Reuther Ford in Herculaneum. Hi, this is Madeline Gilbert from Regional Radio. Buying a car can be overwhelming, but Reuther Ford's sales staff makes the buying process so easy. I told them my price range and the type of vehicle I was looking for, and they found exactly what I had in mind. I love my Ford Focus.
Plus, they don't just hand you the keys and send you on your way to figure it out on your own. Before I left the lot, they took the time to go over all of my new car's features with me. Then they invited me to come back after I've driven it for a few days to answer any other questions I may have. They treat you like family at Ruther Ford and make the customer their top priority. So if you're looking for a sweet deal, look no further than Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hi, this is Lance Sechrist. Tune in all week this week as J98, KREI, and KJF Radio shine the business spotlight on Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. I will explain why exceptional customer service, industry-leading products, and a vast amount of industry knowledge and experience are the reasons to choose Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Side from West County High School, semifinals in the books. We know what the championship line will look like, Central and West County. Joined now by the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Bull LeBrier joins us. Coach, win number 22 on the season did not come easy against these Cardinals. What did it seem like from your side? This was a raucous game. I don't know if I've had one this electric all year.
Well, you know, it's the semifinals of the district tournament, so that's what you got to expect this time of year. So, you know, I was proud of how our kids handled some pressure there late. Some things didn't go our way. So, you know, one of those things. I'm really proud of how we handled some stuff.
How nice is it to get a victory on this floor when you got guys from former teams coming and supporting you guys and even giving you a little bit of business on the post game?
Yeah, that's my son again. So, you know, the thing about it is our kids – They believe in what we do, you know, and I'm so proud of them. That was a physical basketball game, and you know we could have done some things there defensively that we haven't done all season. And their big boy 24, Jared Barnett and Nate Kennard did a fantastic job on him. I don't know how many points he ended up with tonight, but he was averaging 22 points a game and 12 rebounds. And I bet we held him probably under that tonight.
You held him under both of his season averages, held him below the 21-point mark, finished with 16, held him below on the rebound mark as well. The game gets down to a three-point margin, 42-39. Then you guys really pushed the pace from there out. What was the difference?
Well, the thing is we maintained our composure, and we got a big shot by Jared Jones. He hit two threes in a row there in the third quarter, and Jared Jones he's a strong kid. He can shoot the basketball from the outside. He's a hard matchup. He's a tough to match up with, and our goal was to get the ball inside to him the start of the second half. Well, we did, but it didn't necessarily work out to any buckets. But you know the outcome, we got some other things off of that we really weren't anticipating, and I'm just proud of how our kids, fought and, you know, different things. We might not necessarily always play pretty, but we're always going to play hard.
There were a couple of pretty sequences for your guys getting out on the run, and just you can tell that they're gelling so well at this point in the season. Just touch passes, a lot of them they don't even have to look, they just know the guy's there. Is it that point in the year where it's let them play in a lot of situations?
Well, you know, that's kind of our mentality anyway. We have to push the ball to maintain a flow on offense, and we're better when we do that. I mean, we can run our half-court sets and throw the ball inside and do a lot of different things too. So You know, we can play both ways, but you know, the thing about it is when we get out and run, you know, you can see Minershagen get out and run. Reed Pratt, Matthew Momont, Pingle, Noah Vinson, any of those guards. And then we got bigs that can run too. You know, Jared Barnett may not have the prettiest running style, but he can get up and down the floor too. So, you know, it's a total team effort with these guys, and I love coaching them.
And that team effort is reflected in the scorebooks. You get two guys over the 20-point mark, and several guys chip in here and there, and it seemed like it was a different guy from quarter to quarter. Really spreading the ball out quite well, getting pretty efficient looks. But a game like this just takes a whole lot out of a team. You guys have a day or a couple of days now
Yeah.
until the championship game. Any early thoughts? I know you had a pretty good seat to watch the Rebels in that first game.
Well, you know, it'll be our third time playing them. We'll see what happens. You know, we're going to give our best shot. And, you know, this is several years in a row for us to be in the finals of the district tournament. And, you know, I'm really proud of that fact. And, you know, we'll get prepared Tuesday and Wednesday. And at 7:30 on Thursday night, we'll be out here to battle against Central.
You've got a handful of seniors on your team. How bad do those guys want it, and how bad do the underclassmen want it for them?
You know, they want it. You know, our goals for the season were to win the Thanksgiving tournament. We were able to do that. We were able to win our conference. We were able to get the 20 wins. You know, we're still – these kids still believe, and that's all that matters. The only ones that matter that believe in us are those kids in the locker room, and they believe in themselves.
Once again, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach LeBrier. Coach, congratulations on winning in the semifinals, and the next chapter will be written on Thursday.
Yep, we'll be here. Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us on the post game, and we'll see you on Thursday. Once again, that final score was 75-60 with the West County Bulldogs topping the Steelville Cardinals. West County climbs to 22-5. Steelville slides back to 19-6. And I'll tell you, Coach LeBrier showing some composure. There was at one point people riding shoulders as they were going in front of the postgame table. It was just unreal environment at this point in the season. We'll take another 2-minute pause, and when we come back, we'll anticipate being joined by the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, John Tolley. We'll be back in two on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
Welcome back into the post game from West County High School. The semifinals of Class 3, District 3 in the books. Joined now by the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, John Tolley, joining us. Coach, I don't know if I've seen a more electric basketball game from start to finish. You guys come up on the short side tonight, but an awesome showing not only from your guys, but the support that you've had, the support that traveled here for this. What are your thoughts now that things have wound down just a bit?
It's a long year.
That it is.
It is a long year, and honestly, I couldn't be prouder of my guys. I was talking to the coach after the game. He came over and shook my hands, and we kind of talked, and I said, you know, it felt a lot closer than the final score, and he goes, yes, it did. It felt like a dogfight the entire time. Our fans are great. We've got a great community down there in Steelville. We really, really do. And they rally together. They rally around their school, and they come and support. It's about an hour drive, and, I mean, we had a lot of fans here. So they really showed a lot of support. And I thought our guys battled hard and played hard. we missed a lot more free throws than we usually miss, which was really a thorn in a coach's foot for sure. But West County is a heck of a team. They really came in with a great game plan. They really defended well. I thought they rebounded really well, much better than I expected them to. I thought they rebounded the ball really, really well. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, that's the way it goes. I told my guys that every team in the state, their season ends at some point. Ours ended a little bit earlier than we would have liked for it to. But we were 8-17 last year, and we finished this year 19-6. I couldn't ask for more from them.
That was one thing that I had mentioned as the game started to wind down is when you took this job, it wasn't in a situation to be a third seed in a district, to have almost a 20-win season and to be in the semifinals vying for a spot in a district championship. And I gave a lot of credit to your seniors on this group. Those guys have been a big part of getting this program to where it is today, and that was an impressive showing.
Yes, yeah, we've got four seniors that really gave they gave it all for 4 years and really, really poured everything they had into it. And like I said, you know, that's all you can really ask from them. They were heartbroken, obviously, as everybody is on their last game, but they really had a lot of heart.
And just moving forward, I know that that's a kind of a wild question to ask thinking about next year already, but the foundation that those guys set, the expectations that are now there, and the precedent is now set for this club moving forward, and that's something that I imagine as a coach and a community is very welcomed.
Yes, yeah. You know, we had four seniors, huge, huge role. Drew Whitaker is very, very hard to replace. But we also start a sophomore, a junior, and our first guy off the bench is a freshman, and he doesn't play like a freshman. So there's a foundation there, and our seniors really showed them how to work hard, what it takes to get to where you want to be, and just a commitment. And we really talk a lot about family and buying into each other, and they've really set that table well.
I say it was definitely one of the better games I've seen all year from start to finish, minus score, but just on an effort standpoint. Your guys never let down, and they really – fed off that crowd. It was extremely fun to watch, and just the turnaround that this team has had over the past couple of years has been extremely impressive. Any final thoughts on this group of guys this season?
Man, you're going to make me choke up. I just, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of them for this year. My seniors, my heart breaks for them, and we're really, really going to miss them. But I wish them all the luck. We've got a couple that got a shot to play at the next level, and I can't wait to see where they go and what they do. I know I've got one going in the military, and he is super excited about it, and he's going to be a phenomenal servant for this country. And so I'm just really proud of him.
Not only good basketball players, but a bunch of good guys, too.
Better guys.
Perfect. Yeah. Coach, I appreciate you joining us. Once again, the head coach of the Steelboat Cardinals, John Tolley, on the postgame show. An extremely impressive turnaround. Things fall short today, but, Coach, say the future is indeed bright.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll have more of our post-game show as Coach Tolley steps aside. The Steelville Cardinals and the West County Bulldogs clash today. The Bulldogs, as the 2 seed, advance into the championship game on Thursday night. The final score is 70-60. And once again, Thursday, 7:30, will be the boys' championship. The ladies' championship will take place Thursday night as well at 6. But we'll be back tomorrow night for the ladies' semifinal contest. A pair of games tomorrow as teams try to advance into the championships. We'll have plenty more Class 3, District 3 coverage coming your way this week on J98. And coming up Saturday, we've got more districts, but we'll talk about that later. For Sean Malone, for Evan Thurman, engineering and operating back at the studio. Till next time, be good or be good at it.